Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More with Francisco Fribronio Peña. Active citizens build resilient cities.
Water consciousness campaigns are a reality. It wasn't until the 90s that the movement, originally from governments to private companies, began to raise awareness of water conservation and educate consumers about ways to regulate water consumption and promote its sustainable use. The world's water supply is limited, and considering that problems such as water scarcity, crisis, and global population growth are not going to stop, it is vital that all citizens commit to protecting water from the future generations. We might have heard this message coming from TV commercials, radio, or at school during water education weeks. Despite these efforts, flood awareness and flood prevention campaigns are not as spread as the water conservation. And sometimes flood awareness and preventions are even overlooked by flood-prone regions because politicians believe that people should use common sense. Did you know that over half of flood victims are in vehicles that get swept away by moving water as a result of negligence? Would you like to know more about flood safety campaigns and find out how drivers and families can make a better judgment to protect themselves during a heavy storm? Welcome to Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More weekly podcast. My name is Rossella Biagin and I will be your host for today. In today's show, we will talk about an effective flood awareness strategy used in the United States, a number of e-learning platforms to increase your general knowledge in DRR-related topics, and a quick overview of the 2018 Understanding Risk Forum. Welcome back, Francisco.
Thank you, Rossella. Happy New Year to all team of Radiofonica and to our international friends and selected audience. I have to admit that last month was a little hectic. I had to take care of my only love.
Your girlfriend?
Are you kidding me? My PhD studies, of course. It was my first year plenary meeting in Florence. Everything went well with the scientific committee. Then we all had a well-deserved Christmas break, so I'm completely aware that everyone was wondering about the show. But now we're back on track, full of energy and ready to share new material.
And that's correct. The first topic of 2018 is flood awareness campaigns. Tell us more.
Actually, flood awareness campaigns are not as common as water conservation campaigns.
I got an idea!
I believe you have listened to the quotes, every drop counts, or drop by drop the water runs out. These mottos are quite popular in Monterrey, and most likely in other countries as well. But let me tell you that the first time I listened to a flood awareness jingle was just a few years ago at the National Association of State Floodplain Managers, ASFPM, annual conference in Seattle 2014. One day, I signed up to take a course on flood risk education. The Charlotte-Mecklenburg Stormwater Services from North Carolina organized the event. When I got in, I thought they were going to provide a manual on procedures and strategies, but instead, they presented a 30-second jingle video. It's called Turn Around, Don't Drown, and was really enjoyable, short, and delivered the message effectively.
Really?
Yes. In fact, the jingle had an instant positive impact on the region, and most importantly, reminded the population about the danger of driving through a flooded roadway. Even after the course, you could hear participants mumbling or singing the jingle. Personally, the song got stuck in my head.
I'm curious how catchy the song can be. Let's listen to it.
Turn around, don't drown, your car is not a boat. Turn around, don't drown, your car, it will not float. So when the water starts to rise, open your eyes, have yourself a plan. Use your head and think, don't let your dreams sink, it's just that easy you can. Turn around, don't drown, your car is not a boat.
Flood safety at stormwater.charmec.org.
You were right. I love it. This is an excellent example of communicating risk.
According to several studies, most of the fatalities during floods are vehicle-related because risk is underestimated, leading to unwise behaviors. It only takes 60 centimeters of fast-moving water to be able to sweep away a full-size car, or 15 centimeters to knock a person off his feet. It is true that the structural measures, that is, flood protection like dams, reservoirs, or levees, cannot eliminate the risk of flooding by 100%. Therefore, non-structural measures like flood awareness campaigns play an important role in the perception and management of risk for drivers and pedestrians, decreasing the number of victims and economic damages.
Let's say that we are not on the road, but at home. Do you have any recommendations for families of what to do if there is any possibility of flash flood?
If the storm hits without notice, in the middle of the night, I will follow three basic rules. First and most important, move immediately to a higher floor, taking only essential items like flashlights and food with you. That's it! You don't go to the basement when the water is already flowing inside the house. People have drowned in their basement because they decided to pump the water out or wanted to save important belongings and were not able to get out because the water flow was too strong for them. Nothing is more important than your life. Second, turn off the main electric panel and disconnect all electric plugs. People die from electrocution during or after the flood because they forget to turn the panel off. And last but not least, listen to the local weather service and reports to be aware of the situation.
Great advice. Now it's time to go listen to My Voice 120. We will be back very soon in Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More.
Hello. My name is Antonio Annis. I'm a civil hydraulic engineer, PhD student at International Doctorate in Civil and Environmental Engineering, a joint program between the Universities of Florence and Braunschweig in Germany. I'm a research associate at Water Resources Research and Documentation Center at University for Foreigners of Perugia. I'm dealing with floods, specifically flood mapping and flood risk assessment. My current research regards how physical models used for forecasting the dynamics of floods can be improved with observation from new sources of information. These physical models are usually affected by a lot of uncertainties because they have to simulate complex natural phenomena that are characterized by many simplifications and requires a lot of data for working properly. But mostly in developing countries we don't have traditional measurements. So the scientific community set the goal of finding new non-conventional data. I'm evaluating how we can improve the flood forecasting with satellite observation but also with crowdsourced information taken from citizens through personal devices such as smartphones. People can be considered as sensors, sometimes accidentally, but if made aware, just describing or taking pictures of what they see, they really can make the difference for improving the flood forecasting and thus making evacuation plans more effective. In this context, you can imagine that science communication is fundamental and the leitmotiv of this show, Active Citizens, Build Resilient Cities, is perfectly fitting in this field. Let me say that science without communication is like beautiness without eyes looking at it. It doesn't exist. Merry Christmas to everyone.
We are back in Communicating Disaster Risk Reduction Science and More. Following Antonio's statement, do you think citizens can help improve flood maps?
Absolutely. Citizens' participation is key to understanding the impacts of flooding at the local level. Pictures during and after the event can serve as a benchmark to compare flood risk model results. In addition, the sharing of information inside communities can enhance the preparedness and capacity of response for upcoming events.
Very good. Now let's talk about e-learning. Online courses from top universities, mostly known as MOOCs, massive open online courses, are part of a new way of learning, bringing the classroom and knowledge you need into your PC.
Coursera, edX, Udemy, FutureLearn and Class Central offer all kinds of courses. Upcoming courses in GIS, Sustainable Development, Water and Flood Risk Management, Disaster Risk, Smart Cities, Science and Technology are about to start. I suggest you to have a look. You can enroll to courses from prestigious universities such as the MIT, Penn State, ETH Zurich or TU Delft. I believe it's a fantastic idea to do during your spare time.
Do I have to pay? How much does it cost?
Most of the courses are free of charge. Sometimes the institution asks you to pay a small fee to get a diploma. In addition to these options, research institutes, corporate or international organizations, and corporations such as ESRI, the United Nations, UNOSAT, or the World Bank offer their own platforms.
Do you suggest any course in particular?
Well, there are two that I found quite interesting. The MOOC on Digital Mapping and Geospatial Analysis from ESRI and Science and Technology for Disaster Risk Reduction from the Federal Polytechnic School of Lausanne in Switzerland. If you're interested in learning more about the United Nations Initiative on Disaster Risk Reduction, the Sendai Framework, and how science and technology are applied into projects and policy, that's the one.
Now that you brought this topic to the table, one of the events of the year is the 2018 Understanding Risk Forum, a World Bank initiative that aims to highlight the latest innovations, share knowledge and build new partnerships that foster advances in the field.
Understanding Risk is a global community of experts and professionals with interest in the field of disaster risk identification, in particular risk assessment and risk communication. The conference is the fifth global UR forum and will take place from May 14th to 18th this year in Mexico City. We look forward to collaborating with our friends from the Youth Water Network on the Pressure Cooker event on risk communication.
So, in today's show, we talked about the importance of self-protection and education on flood awareness to mitigate flood impacts on people. An interdisciplinary effort is needed to combine research activities with authorities and local weather services in order to promote an effective dissemination. E-learning platforms are an excellent way for continuous learning to promote teaching and training to anyone willing to increase their knowledge in a particular topic.
Next week, we will get a closer look on how marine plastic pollution affects our oceans, the wildlife, and the environment. Don't forget to visit our website www.waredoc.unistrapg.it and social media platforms in Facebook and Twitter as WaterDoc or Francisco Febronio Peña. And remember, active citizens
build resilient cities.
Goodbye.
Communicating disaster risk reduction, science, and more with Francisco Febronio Peña. Active citizens build resilient cities.
Faccio radio perché mi piace pensare che nel mio piccolo possa aiutare le persone.
Faccio radio perché voglio che la mia voce venga ascoltata.
Faccio radio perché amo l'informazione.
Faccio radio perché mi tiene compagnia.
Faccio radio perché credo che la buona comunicazione esista ancora e debba partire da noi.
Faccio radio perché amo fare radio.
Festival delle radio universitarie italiane. Per chi ama fare radio. Cagliari 10, 11, 12 maggio 2018. Scopri il programma su fru18.it.
I was made of amethyst, and all the stars are just like little fish. You should learn when to go. You should learn how to say no.